Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. We're here to always talk about the drafts, the prospects, and the future. And we talk about drafts and we talk about prospects. But today's subject, Evan, it's the future. And one of the things that people have talked about on 97.1 The Ticket, and I'm interested to hear what Evan has to say about this and give you my opinion on it, is we had this debate and it's like, well, hey, who's going to win, a better chance of winning this year? The Tigers, the World Series, or is it going to be the Lions? 248-539-9797. Now, you can't call us right now. They'll be like, hey, is this the Bustin' Balls podcast? No, it's not. Get off the line. It's been a topic, and I think it's an interesting one. You know,
similar odds, too. I think one's plus 1,000, one's plus 950, so Vegas sees them pretty even.
But, you know, it's interesting. I heard Jeff Rieger do this on one of the programs, and Jeff, 90% of the calls were saying Tigers. And I think I heard Mike do it and Rico, and Mike was like, I think it's the Lions. And like 90% of the calls seem to be, no, I think it's the Tigers. And I happened in this particular thing, I agree with what Mike's saying about it. I still think it's the Lions. What do you think?
Oh, Pat, this is such a conundrum for me because you know me with the Lions, I'm a little bit of a pessimist. I don't see things glass half full.
We've shared a lot of moments in which you and I were sitting there going, wow, man, late Rodney from Fox 2 and Katrina.
Oh, I forget. Yep.
We used to sit there and watch him really shit the bed right in the right in front of us.
Game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but them going 15-2 last year and then losing in that first playoff game left a really, really bad taste in my mouth.
Whole town, yeah.
I understand the defense was bad and yada, yada, and everything that went in it. Well, guess what? That's NFL football. That's how it's going to be from here till the last snap that's ever taken on an NFL field. I look at this Tiger team, and I'm a huge baseball fan, and I still have a problem with the Tigers. It's going to be hard to convince me that this team is better than the 2014 Tigers that got swept by the Orioles in the divisional round of the playoffs. And so me having said all of that, because I know I have to make a choice, I can't be stony and play both sides of the fence here, I'm going to say the Tigers only because they're currently playing and I see how well that they're playing. I still don't know about the Lions with the news on Monday with Frank Ragnow retiring. Your offensive line, which was a huge strength, now becomes more of a question mark than it was before. And let's be honest, with the Lions offense, everything started with those five dudes up front and maybe a tight end or maybe a John Skipper. And I wonder how the run game is going to be with Montgomery. I understand Gibbs is fast as can be and he'll hit any corner and outrun anybody. But without having a dominant run game, a dominant offensive line, I don't think this offense clicks the way that it did in previous years, meaning play action was such a huge part of their offense because their run game was so
good. Well, the Ragnow development is
crazy.
Is tough. And here's why I think what I'm thinking is I think there's recency bias.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the Tigers right now, I mean, I just wrote a column about this. It's like they're not just good.
They're unbelievable.
They're ridiculously good. I mean, holy shit, Parker Meadows comes off the DL, he hasn't played, and of course he gets a double and a triple and steals a base and makes a diving catch. Javi has played center field like he played there all his life, then he goes back to shortstop, makes a great play. Dylan Dingler bats a ball and it goes right into Zach McKinstry.
It's incredible.
And Kerry Carpenter hits three home runs. They win game 1-0 on a wild pitch. Next day they win 13-1. And their schedule is, look, it's the easiest with the exception of the Dodgers. and the Astros the rest of the year, and that's just by a slight margin because they went through so many tough teams earlier. They got a full set of games with the Marlins, a full set of games with the Pirates.
More with the White Sox.
The horseshit Athletics, who've lost 18 of or 19 out of 20 or whatever
they're
it is.
They're just the Athletics, right? They're not even the
Sacramento
Athletics.
Yeah, they don't even have a name now. They don't have a city.
But you know what kills me that you brought them up is the fact that they have 9 World Series and I'm sitting here in Detroit with less than them. It kills me, Pat. It kills me as a baseball fan.
Yeah.
The Tigers have been to the playoffs like 5 or 6 times in my entire life, and I was born in 1983.
Yeah, it has been, that rough 12 years,
yeah.
But they had a good 10 years there.
Oh, it was incredible. It was awesome.
But the 80s team, was great, but it should have won more than what it did. I mean, the 1 year was just absolutely glorious, but it had a terrible playoff in 1987 when it won more games than any team in baseball, and they let all their players go.
And that's the craziest part about these playoffs in both baseball and football, is that as much as you want to pencil in the best team to win that series or that game in the NFL, it doesn't always happen that way.
It seems to happen more in the NFL.
It does.
It seems like what happened with the Lions against Commanders was more of an outlier than the Tigers going in and beating Houston.
Sure. I can agree with that 100%. Because
it happens, and you have teams. A lot of times they're veteran teams that may get walk in. This is why I like the Lions' chances in a way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They may not have the best regular season this year.
Which is fine by me.
They may end up as a wild card team.
Also fine by me.
And, I remember the one time the Packers won with Rodgers. They were a wild card team.
Look at the Giants. Both their Super Bowls, I think they were wild card teams.
Well, the one for sure. And I know that in one of the times with the Ravens.
Yes.
It happened with them when the Flacco all of a sudden got hot. It's about how you finish the season.
Absolutely.
We saw last year, if we were talking in November, you wouldn't have been thinking the Eagles would do that.
No, absolutely not.
They would be by far the best team in the league, which they ultimately were.
I would have guessed that they would have gone closer to what they did the year before and totally collapsing than what they did last year.
Hurts wasn't playing.
No, he got hurt and he wasn't
running
playing.
Running Kenny Pickett out there.
It was wild. And it's such a good question because there is no wrong or right answer because we're yet to see and it's all hypothetical. And we're not even talking necessarily this season. We're just talking about a single championship and when it's going to come to Detroit.
Right.
And you could probably talk about the Pistons. You could bring them in a little bit.
Well,
because
that's one of the things that I've noticed. I don't know. I wrote about this. Check out my column. It's a 97.1 The Ticket. Again, X probably the best way to get it, whatever, but it's easy enough to find. But, you got all my columns are there, too. If you just click on my little name there, and you can see everything that I've written. But, and we put the podcast in it, too, so that's a bonus for you. It's 2-for-1 bargain.
Oh, that's right. 2-for-1 Pat.
That's right. 2-for-1. Freddie the Falcon. But that was funny, by the way, the Freddy the Falcon.
I had to Google it just to let you know.
That was good. That
I had to Google who Grove's mascot was.
Freddy the Falcon. Oh, God, I laugh about that.
But the Pistons, they're on the verge of having an absolute superstar in Cade Cunningham.
Right.
And if you add a stretch 4 or 5 with that guy and
I'm
you
not
saw
even sure
him
take. You got to add.
I think you do a little bit. I think when it came down to it, they just weren't as good as what the Knicks were. They're definitely not as good as the Pacers.
They didn't have Ivy.
That is true.
And they didn't have Beef Stew.
But in the history of the Pistons, Ivy and Cade really haven't played together that much. And I guess that's why it's an
But that when they played at the last year, they were really good together.
They were sensational.
And then, he was a 17-point-a-game scorer.
I love his game.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Ivy.
It's just I have such a hard time believing that those two are going to be on the floor for an extended season, and so that's why I would put
yeah,
them.
Yeah, well, you got to, one, they got to stay healthy. But I don't have, like, a lot of the angst that you have about them playing together. I think they're going to be really good together.
Told you, it's the pessimist in me that I always look at.
Yeah, but, you know,
stuff.
Evan, here's the thing. The Celtics, you know, they shit the bed.
Oh, yeah, they're done.
And Tatum's hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not an easy injury to come back from.
It's
for
the Pacers, to me, that's in their division in the conference.
Yeah,
that,
but, you know, look, Halliburton's terrific.
He is.
You know, but I would rather have Cade.
But –
And, you know, looking at their team, you know, Siakam, you know, it's getting a little age on him and all that. Yeah. And I just look around, and whenever they bring in a Shepherd guy, it's like, wow, man, I wouldn't even be fearful of guarding him at the Lifetime Fitness.
Aaron Nesmith, that was like a reject from the Celtics.
Oh, they got all kinds
Nembhard
of guys.
Nembhard
is and
out
the
there.
Lions in the – I'm sorry, I said the Lions. The Pistons may end up with Miles Turner.
They could. I think you'd have to overpay to get them, which is, I don't know.
But they have
it's
a lot of
my
cap
money,
space.
So I don't give a crap.
They have a lot of cap space, though.
That is true.
And he can shoot from the outside.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's a dynamite outside
shooter.
So
he's a stretch. He's a stretch big.
Yeah. I also saw, like, Naz Reid could come here.
Naz
Reid? Stretch big.
Yeah,
but
if they get one of those guys, and I always talk about Lauri Markkanen.
I would love him, but you got to make move for him.
Yeah, right. You got to make a trade. So, but they have some pieces, maybe. And, you know, players like Holland, he's going to be a lot better next year.
I'm very anxious to see him and Ausar.
Ausar Thompson and Duren's just getting bigger and stronger. By the time he's 25 years old, he'll be able to pick up the entire Earth and throw it to Mars.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude,
he's that young still.
He's a beast.
And
man.
He's a mountain of a man.
Oh, he is.
You look at him, you're like, wait, that kid was in high school doing this stuff?
He's 21, I think.
Dude,
still.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, he's just started to drink. Or he the ability to drink.
Have
legally.
A beer. He'd be able to buy a beer.
It's just, but yes, to bring this full circle, I'm definitely still going to say the Tigers, only because you're right, it is recency bias. I'm watching them in real time continue to dominate. If anything has gone wrong for them, it just seems like they bounced right back. And you're right, the Javi in center field, you got, I mean, Montero is looking like a top five pitcher for this team, when in reality he's 6 or 7.
Well, what I don't understand is I watch the Toledo games, right? He gets lit up at Toledo all the time. And Chase Lee, his ERA is like 9 there. He comes up, the Tigers throw 2 shutout innings. And it's just amazing how they bring these guys up, and all of a sudden they're really good. So I kind of I don't like the way their bullpen's setting up. Brisky is struggling a little bit, coming off injury and all that. Holton's being a little better lately, but he, you know, started.
We got Dylan Smith now, man.
Yeah, Dylan Smith's pretty good, though. He's got good stuff.
I like him.
And they were smart to put him as bullpen only. He's got a high spin rate.
Okay.
And so that 96 plays faster. I got to check to see what his extension is, but he's got a high spin rate, so his ball will flow through the zone, and he'll swing under it a lot. But you know, he was pretty highly regarded. I like that pick. You know this from doing the podcast when they took him out of Alabama. But he's had injuries and times where he's just terrible. But they identified him as a reliever. And you know how it is sometimes those guys throw shorter stints, they start throwing the ball better. So I like all that stuff. And they have other guys. You know, they signed a bunch of veteran guys that can step into starting roles. Marshavish, or however you pronounce his name, I put him up on X the other day. You know, last 16 innings, he's given up 1 run, former Padre Mariner, lefty.
Yeah, I mean,
his stuff's pretty good.
Justin Henry Molloy gets sent down, came up with huge hits for this team.
Well, he brought
inning.
Up Padu one game, and he made 2 great catches to win a game.
They're just in such a great position.
But I you talk about pessimism. I'm not trying to be pessimistic.
I know you're not.
But I know that at some point, and you're not either, but at some point, this is just too good to be true.
It seems that way. And you know what really creeps in the back of my mind is that Mariners team that won like 116 games, the best show on a baseball field you've ever seen. Ken Griffey Jr., Randy Johnson, Jay Buhner, you name it, you got them. Edgar Martinez, I think, was on that team.
Well, all those years, Atlanta, you know, had great teams.
Sure, in the early 90s.
Oh, man, it went on for a long time. If you look at how many times they won the division, they won the World Series in 95, I think it was, in 2021.
Yeah.
You know, the other years, and the year they won it, they didn't recently here, they didn't have Acuña.
Yeah, it's
Acuna. So you know,
and I think the Tigers of the 2010s are a prime example of that, where they were the best team in baseball, in my opinion. In 12, they should have won that World Series against the Giants. In 6, they should have won against St. Louis.
You know, we were talking about it last night. Are they better than the '84 team? And I'm like, no.
I can't compare it to that. I just can't, and I won't, because I was 1 year old.
Yeah, but they're you know, but I don't know if Riley Green, you know, or his Torque becomes a 40 home run guy
and
every
year.
That
goes back to my point of these guys can't convince me this is better than the 14 team that I saw. I mean, you had David Price, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and Anibal Sanchez.
You know what,
right?
I hated about that team though?
They didn't bunt enough.
No.
Brad Ausmus.
No,
these are the things
I know.
Did.
I like Brad personally. He was put in a tough spot
bit.
You know, but I think they didn't field well.
No, you're right about that.
They didn't have a bullpen.
That was the thing. They never had a great bullpen in all those
years.
They didn't
win the World Series. Their bullpen had nothing to do with the fact they didn't win the World Series.
Oh, you don't think Justin Verlander falling flat in the World Series had to do with anything with it?
A couple times, Cabrera not being
able to hit, or Prince, or the entire team not being able to hit?
Yeah, Prince had one slide where he kind of just stopped like 3 feet close.
And people are going to kill him for that for the history of our lives.
Oh, no, that was when he got thrown out at the plate when Gene Lamont sent him.
Yeah, and he fell
I'm
around
thinking of the
base,
time at
in
third
Boston.
Base.
Yeah. And but that dude was phenomenal for the Tigers in the regular season. 35 home runs, 100 RBI.
Oh, yeah, and he helped Miggy.
And didn't miss a single game in those 2 years.
Yeah.
162 both years is phenomenal.
I don't know. It was just I don't know.
It's such a good topic of discussion, though. And I love it because I can waffle back and forth the entire time.
But I think the Lions are going through a tough stretch, losing their coordinators, losing that game to the Commanders. That started it. There's some doubts about Goff now that maybe people didn't have before. They lost other coaches, and they are in a situation where all of a sudden, and really, the identity of the team is Frank Ragnow. And the identity of the team's the offensive line, and the identity of the offensive line, with all due respect to Sewell, is actually Frank Ragnow.
Yeah, you're all pro center that did all your calls and control. I mean, dude played through a broken throat, Pat. A broken throat? I didn't even know you could break your throat.
You know, and I don't blame him. I mean, he's smart to do that.
I don't blame him. You're 29 years old. You have more money than God in your bank account. Go fish for the rest of your life, and he'll be completely happy.
He knew he didn't have it left in him.
But wouldn't you rather see that than a guy go out there and struggle and actually hurt the team?
Yeah, just try to get the money.
Yeah, I completely agree with that assessment.
So, but anyway, enjoyed the podcast. Don't forget to download us, like us, subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. You can get Pat Caputo 98 and on Blue Sky.
Oh, that's right.
And my Facebook page, which I try to put everything up there as well. And Evan is Gentleman Jenkins on X. He's not on Blue Sky.
No.
He looked at me and I said, "What's Blue Sky?" I said, "Well, I hate Michigan." No, I'm not talking about Michigan, Blue. I'm talking about Blue Sky.
Evan's anything with blue in it, I'm not touching.
Not touching. Hey, I was surprised. You told me you actually went to Ann Arbor for a football game. One.
Yeah, they played Michigan State.
One.
And the only basketball games I've gone to is when they played Michigan State as well.
Oh, you've been to Chrysler Center?
I'm going to say it. After the renovations, very nice.
It is pretty
nice. It is very nice on the inside.
I like Breslin better. Breslin's
good. I mean, obviously, but so. I was trying to be nice there for a moment. There you go. The house that Cassie built.
Neither one of them is nice.
Cassie.
Either one of them is as nice as the O Arena.
Oh, Pat, don't even get me started.
Oh, there we go.
Dakota High School has just as nice arena as the O Arena.
Thomas Kithier.
Do you know why they call it the O Arena? Because that's the amount of people that show up.
I'm
sorry. You got me going on
that. Big Reds. Tommy Schuster, who he signed with.
Maybe he's a Lions free agent quarterback. Who knows? I don't think he signed with anybody, though.
He's got UFL written all over
him. Oh, doesn't he, though? With the other Spartan quarterbacks, Brian Lewerke and Rocky Lombardi.
Rocky Lombardi's taking the field for the Panthers.
I know, and they all play for this team. Like, that's a huge draw.
Rocky Lombardi's like a rookie, and he's like 40.
But you know what? He'll live in infamy because of that one game with Mel Tucker at Michigan Stadium.
Yeah, and that
in
receiver, you know, played at UNLV. He finally was eligible for the draft this year.
Ricky White?
Yeah,
he got drafted. It was very late, though.
Ricky White. There you go, man. Ugh. There's a name in the history.
Blast from the past, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. The famous pandemic game.
Dude, the kid had one game at Michigan State, and that was
it.
And it was a great game, though.
Oh, Seattle Seahawks. So Mike McDonald must have remembered that game and brought him aboard.
No, he wasn't. Was he even on the staff then?
I don't know.
Anyway, till next time, we'll talk to you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.